is any exorcism legitimate, specifically Malachi Martin or Dr. Scott Peck, who did some exorcisms and actually studied with Malachi Martin, and he was an American, I think, psychiatrist and author who wrote The Road Less Traveled that was a huge bestseller. Was all that just a bunch of bullshit?
Pretty much.
Pretty much? I had a feeling that's what you were going to say. So there's no surprise there.
So do the math. Do the math. Listen to what you're saying. Something
okay.
that takes an outside somebody who's messed up too, goes in somewhere else and says, oh, you got the devil on you. Okay.
Okay.
You got priests in the Catholic Church, since you said Catholic. That's your demise, not ours, darling. Since you play in there, and those dogs are sitting there fondling the altar boys and getting themselves
right.
all racked up in this, all this foolishness, this nastiness. Nastiness, that's what we'll call it, nastiness. And then turn around and they decide that they have the ability and power to take the devil. It was the devil. Look, Ma, it's the devil. That's the quote. Kathy Bates. We just love Kathy Bates. Remember Adam Sandler and the Water Boy? Remember the Water Boy? Look, Ma, it's
yeah.
the devil. That's what she called Dick Clark, was the devil. So you decide these things are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they now proclaim that you have to go through this process, and then the spirit of Christ compels you, and then the split pea soup comes out and your head spins around and all that. Else happened to Reagan and the whole nine
yards. That was pretty good, Ion. That was pretty good.
Well, then what happens is...
Actually, it was pretty amazing.
We can just get started, honey. Hang on just a minute. We can go to the thing and it and all kind of stuff. Because it's amazing that that's the driver. That it's too clever by half.
It's what?
Too clever by half, which isn't clever
oh.
at all. Because that's how they would work it. It's once again less than for you, so they can be more than for them. And the more and more than they are. See, Bob doesn't do that. He is over every one of you all. He's smarter than you are. He's clever. He's together. And he's got more money and he's got together. He sets the world.
So generous.
He swims. He decides, well, now that's relative. We'll see how that goes. But he is all that stuff. And he doesn't care. But he doesn't lord that over you. He just says, oh, I messed up too. Once. One time I thought I was wrong, but then I realized I was mistaken.
I've seen him be pretty pompous too. I like to talk
yeah, yeah,
better.
Yeah, you're trying. Yeah, you're trying there. Yeah, you're trying. But yeah, you own your own. You own your own. Give Mary McLuhan a little communion wine, and she goes right off the deep end with Bob. It's too much fun. She's good mm-hmm. Catholic, too, you see. So good for her.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, you were saying that was
good
pretty good,
Catholic.
Referring to Ion's quick description of exorcism?
Oh, he went right into it and said, the Spirit of Christ compels you. I mean, that's just right out of the right. It's amazing.
Right.
Right out of there. I mean, I wouldn't have ever thought to say that, and I'm the one that's read all the books lately and watched every movie and everything.
And see, and there's nothing wrong with that if you're blowed up by that. But the point of it is, a good dose of Remag will do that same thing for you every day.
Good.
I'm getting exercised every day.
Good.
That's true.